Hello, you guys. Welcome back or welcome to my Monday mood. I hope you guys are having a beautiful day and thank you so much for being here. I first want to say thank you all so much for the love and support that I've received on my return to the podcast, whether it was a DM on Instagram or a comment in the Spotify chat. Any and all support makes me feel so grateful that I have this platform to talk to you all, and I'm just so excited to be back. I also wanted to mention that I am in no way, shape, or form a therapist or someone that is an expert advice giver. I am simply here to share the things that I'm going through that I hope will resonate with you so that you feel comforted and just so that this can be a safe space. So let's get right into it. I called this episode, "It's Time to Start Believing in Yourself Again," because if you're like me, believing in yourself and being your own biggest fan can be really hard sometimes. If you've been listening to me for a while or you know me in person, you know that I am Miss Positivity and I always strive to be my own biggest hype woman at the end of the day, because being able to fully believe in yourself and not let outside noise or judgment of others get in the way of whatever it is you're trying to do is such a superpower. But there are times when I've completely thrown that self-belief out the window and just have kind of lost myself. Whether it's been me not being aware that my negative self-talk is louder than usual, or letting past failures determine my future, comparing, imposter syndrome. Believing in yourself isn't as easy as it sounds sometimes. Going back to when I first started my whole wellness journey in 2020, I struggled with my confidence and did not think I'd be able to reach my goals because of X, Y, and Z. But once I put those worries and excuses to the side and truly went all in on my goals and self-love and all of that, everything changed for me because I had that high self-belief that fueled my motivation and everything about my life changed. But like I said, sometimes things out of our control happen in life, or you're going through a funk. You know, it's not realistic to feel motivated and like 100% of your best self all the time. At least I definitely do not. But something I'm really trying to remind myself of right now is that it is okay to slip, especially when, you know, you're going through a rough season like I currently have been. I know that I am tackling things and navigating life in a way that I never have before, and that's valid. I think at the end of the day, self-compassion can go a long way when you're not feeling your best self, you're in a funk, you're going through something you have never gone through before. Instead of beating yourself up and being like, why do I not have the motivation for this? Or why do I not feel like the best version of myself right now? Just being able to have grace for whatever season you're in and being able to be like, okay, I'm not feeling my best self, but I honor that and I will get to where I want to be. That is the first step to getting back to where you want to be, is believing that you will get there. So if you've been feeling a bit down on yourself and have just been lacking that self-belief, I want to remind you that it is totally normal and valid to feel like you've lost yourself or you're going through a funk that feels like it's been never ending. I feel like in our 20s, that's going to happen a good amount of times. And if it hasn't happened to you yet, congratulations, I'm jealous, because yeah, your 20s can be very challenging, just figuring out what you want to do with your life, which direction you're going to go. Are you in the right direction, or is there something better you should be doing? For me personally, it's been hard for me to figure out exactly what I should be doing with my life right now and where I should be putting all of my energy, because I see myself doing a lot of different things in this lifetime. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, what should I be doing right now, right? Because if I don't know where I'm going, how can I believe that I'll get there? But I have also come to the realization that there is so much power in believing that everything will work out, even if you don't know how or when. Just believing and trusting in God or the universe or whatever you believe in is enough sometimes when you don't know exactly where you're going. I told you guys on the last podcast episode that I got my mat Pilates certification, and it's been super exciting to like have something else to focus on along with content and everything that I'm already doing. I've been posting some workouts on my Instagram and renting out a studio to film. It's been honestly a great addition to what I'm already doing. But there's also a curiosity in me that would love to teach at my favorite Pilates studio just a couple times a week to gain that in-person teaching experience, as well as meet new people, gain community, because working from home and doing social media full-time and not really like seeing people every single day like most people do at a 9-to-5 can be kind of isolating sometimes. Like, don't get me wrong, I love being able to work from wherever I want and creating my own hours and all of that. I'm alone most of the day, and I don't know, I just feel like I'm missing more of that community aspect. So that's what initially made me want to become a mat Pilates instructor, not only to share workouts on social media and stuff, but to possibly teach in person. And yeah, I just think it would add a lot of fulfillment. So last week, I got an email from one of the instructors at the studio I would potentially teach at, because that's also where I got my most recent certification, was at my favorite Pilates studio. And she asked me if I would be open to audition to become an instructor and work there. And initially, when I read it, I felt hesitant to say yes and move forward, and was just a bit fearful in reading it. And I've been wondering why I've been feeling so hesitant, and it's because I am a little scared, I'm a little fearful, I essentially don't have the full self-belief that I would be great at being an instructor in person, and letting those negative thoughts and fears take over. But deep down, I know that I have that confidence in myself that I can do whatever it is I set my mind to. But sometimes that self-belief can feel shaky. So in order for me to start fully believing in myself again, I have to do the work. And I wish it was just like a switch I could turn on where the way I'm feeling now takes me to a feeling of feeling fully 100% and great about everything I'm doing in my life, but that's just not realistically how life works sometimes. So if you're also trying to gain that confidence and self-belief in yourself, here are some things that I'm doing to help me get to that point to where I know I can be. So every day I am journaling and writing down 3 self-belief affirmations. They can be long, short, a mix of both. Sometimes I'll look up affirmations on Pinterest or Instagram, and some I come up with on my own. Affirmations have always been so helpful for me. If you're an OG, you remember when I would post my Monday affirmations. I might have to start doing that again. Another thing I'm doing is challenging my negative self-talk. So when I notice a thought come in that isn't kind or helpful to me, I am noticing it and I'm shutting it down and throwing it away. Life is too short to dwell on negative self-talk, so just practicing my awareness when those thoughts come has already been super helpful. Another thing is practicing gratitude daily. These are all like really simple things that don't cost any money, and it's just literally doing the work on yourself and being extremely mindful with how you're talking to yourself. What are you grateful for? Gratitude has always been one of the biggest things that has changed my life in a variety of ways. I just think that the power of gratitude is truly so underrated. Just being able to notice the small joys and rewiring your brain to notice those small wins or even the big grand things that are happening in your life and being present with that helps you attract so much more, and also just helps you realize the good in the everyday. If you're constantly putting your energy into what's going wrong in your life or what's not happening, you're just going to feel down about yourself. And then there's no room for those positive thoughts to even have room in your brain, that you can't even notice the good because the negative is just overpowering it. One last thing I'm going to do to help me start believing in myself again is doing what I say I'll do. If I set a goal to take 2 walks today, I'm going to keep my word, because being able to trust yourself is also such a superpower. if I need to take a break and I know that my body's feeling worn out, I trust myself to listen to my body and take a rest day. Keeping the promises I make to myself has always helped me so much with my confidence and self-belief. And that is all I have for you guys today. I hope that at least one thing I talked about resonated with you. Did and you loved this episode, please feel free to DM me or comment in the Spotify chat. I read everything and just appreciate you all being here and listening. I have my Instagram and podcast Instagram linked in the show notes if you're not following along already. And yeah, October, November, December, we are working on that self-belief. We are working on not letting those intrusive negative thoughts win. And we are believing that it will all work out because it will. It always works out. Thank you again for being here and listening. I love you guys, and I will talk to you guys very soon.